pretty hard and pretty stressful at times. A lot of people aren't always nice. Things don't always go well. And on some days, it's like physically pushing yourself to go on and face another day of life. Sometimes it can be just a straight up mission. Sometimes the stress of work, life, kids, grandkids, they just pile up and things come crashing down around us. The list of things we have to do and we have to face increases, and all we want to do is just run away and hide. But sometimes, I mean, as Happy Gilmore puts it, we all just want to go to our happy place, curl up with a big bowl of ice cream, call it a good day. And I can almost guarantee I'm not the only person that sometimes finds the idea of running away a lot more comforting than actually running into the arms of God, which is what we should supposed to be doing. There are days where I completely forget that it is our Maker that I should run towards. And there are days that I just totally forget that I have the opportunity to do life with God. For a while, I mean, I thought I had this all figured out. I thought I was great at running to God with all my problems. I thought it was amazing when I had a struggle, taking it to God. I thought that I was not the person that ran away from Him when life hit me hard. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. For me, it was much easier to claim that I went straight to God when the challenges weren't deep or there weren't multiple things piling up on top of me. In fact, I could easily claim that I was a pro, which we all know we're not. And He reminds us of that every day. But who would have thought? You know, me not amazing, us not amazing at what we think we're amazing at, you know? For a while, I wondered to myself why that was. Why is it that in some moments in life, it was easy to go to God, while in others, I wanted to do everything else but go to God? If we really begin to think about it, there's no denying how much easier it is to do the whole Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understanding thing when life is near smooth sailing. After all, giving up control to God is much easier when He is running your life the way you desire Him to run it, the way you want it to be ran in your eyes. So our life becomes a whole lot more like, I'm going to run to you, God, so long as you're not asking too much out of me. Or as long as you're running it the way I want you to run it. But the moment the truly tough comes our way, genuinely letting go and letting God take control of our lives becomes more difficult. The real reason why I think letting go and letting God take control is actually simple, but it's one that doesn't necessarily cross people's minds in the first instance. It's trust and faith. I mean, we've all been to them car washes where you just pull in, put your car in neutral, and let it go. If we can trust that, why can't we trust God with everything? The concept of not enough faith or trust is promoted as the core reason why we find it hard to let God take control of our lives, and it's a main culprit of why sometimes we choose to run away from God. But why does the concept of not enough faith and not enough trust exist even in the first place? The reason I think is letting go and letting God take control is difficult is because we don't fully understand God's character when times are tough, but only up to a point we run towards God. I mean, we should be doing that all the time, right? It is so incredibly easy to think that we trust God in all things and we run towards Him in all things. But the moment our frightened, naked core is laid bare in front of the whole world to see, we are faced with challenges that require more than we want to contribute, it becomes clear that we actually don't fully trust God. It becomes more clear that we actually don't know His character. We don't know what He wants for us is the best. If we truly believe that God is good and believe from the bottom of our hearts that God's character is selfless and he has our best interests, why would we not give up control to him in everything? Why wouldn't we always run towards him for safety and help if we could claim that we really knew him? And why wouldn't we be letting go and letting God take control if we actually knew and actually believed he is who he says he is? Really coming to terms with that idea? No, I didn't indeed fully know nor trust the character of God. It's kind of freeing. It convicted me in all the right ways. It led me to the altar. It led me to get out of my own way. It led me to realize that I am stubborn and I do not know everything. It's helped me out on this journey of life. And tell you what, take it from me, life is much easier once I have gotten out of my own way and let God take control of my life. It's a lot more relaxing. And do I do it all the time? No. Do I struggle with it? Yes. But I want to leave you guys with this. Let go and let God take control of everything.